From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The government-controlled news agency for North Korea says North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has decided to pardon and release two American journalists. The report comes as former President Bill Clinton visits Pyongyang in an effort to win the journalists' release. Yuna Lee and Laura Ling have been jailed since March in North Korea. The journalists were convicted of illegally entering the country. The White House says former President Clinton's visit to North Korea is a private one. The Senate is about to start its debate on Judge Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the Supreme Court. She is expected to be confirmed more or less along party lines. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
This is one of the Senate's last major orders of business before leaving for the August recess. Senators plan to spend all of tomorrow and most of Thursday debating Sotomayor, and they may vote late Thursday. Democrats had hoped to score 15 or so Republican votes. Instead, only about half a dozen have said they'll support her. That's a political gamble for Republicans. They're faced with a choice between a yes vote that might alienate the conservative base or a no vote that might alienate Latinos, the fastest-growing group of voters in the country. Republican opposition could also make it easier for President Obama to pick a more partisan liberal firebrand for a future Supreme Court vacancy. Having opposed the generally center-left Sotomayor as an activist, it'll be harder for Republicans to argue that the next nominee is much worse. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says his chamber will vote on the Cash for Clunkers program by the end of the week. The program offers a rebate of up to $4,500 to car buyers if they trade in a gas-guzzling vehicle. Congressional Democrats are urging their Republican counterparts to widen the program and add another $2 billion to it. It's been so popular, there's worry that it will run out of money. Police in Australia have arrested four men they say are linked to a Somali terrorist organization. Australian officials allege the suspects were planning an attack on an Australian military base. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
More than 400 law enforcement officials fanned out across Melbourne around dawn and arrested four men they say were planning a suicide attack against a nearby military installation. Two of the suspects were Lebanese and two were Somali. Officials say they trained with a Somali militia group with ties to Al-Qaeda called Al-Shabaab. The Australian case has caught the attention of the U.S. intelligence community because for some time now, it's been investigating the disappearance of some two dozen young Somali Americans from the Minneapolis area. They also trained in Somalia with Al-Shabaab. The concern has been that they too would come back to the U.S. and attack here. Two arrests have been made in the Minnesota case so far. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were up 25 points at 9,313. The Nasdaq was up a fraction of a point at 2008. This is NPR. The Treasury Department has released its first monthly foreclosure report card. The goal is to track and single out how various banks and mortgage companies are implementing the Obama administration's foreclosure prevention plan. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
So far, lenders have modified more than 230,000 loans to avoid foreclosures under the plan. That's encouraging, says Michael Barr, the Treasury Department's Assistant Secretary for Financial Institutions. But he says there was wide variation among the different banks, or so-called loan servicers.
We're disappointed in the performance of some of the servicers. We think they could have ramped up better. Faster.
The report card found that JPMorgan Chase and GMAC are doing better. They've already modified 20% of their delinquent loans through the Obama plan. By comparison, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Wachovia, and National City had all modified less than 6% of their problem loans. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The government says people spent more money this summer. The Commerce Department says consumer spending increased 0.4% in June. Consumer spending is tracked because it drives a significant part of the U.S. economy. It's unclear if this will be sustained as workers are seeing wages cut and many people don't have jobs. A court document filed in Arizona says the jailed leader of a polygamous group faced imminent death last week and needed medical attention. Warren Jeffs had refused food and showed evidence of malnutrition and other health problems, which prompted jail officials to force-feed him. Jeffs is awaiting trial in Arizona on charges that he forced underage girls into spiritual marriages with adult men. He's been convicted of this in Utah. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.